All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec, I'm a CPA, and I've decided to devote this video to going over the new far-reaching federal eviction moratorium imposed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention yesterday. This moratorium will become effective when it is published in the Federal Register, which is currently scheduled for this Friday, September 4th. This eviction moratorium is very likely in response to Trump's executive order on evictions, which, while not really doing anything in and of itself, did direct the CDC to look into whether an eviction moratorium would help stop the spread of COVID-19. And as a result, we have this new CDC-issued eviction moratorium. Now, I will be doing a stimulus update later today about Mnuchin's testimony yesterday, about the negotiations, about unemployment, and all that. But the eviction moratorium is by far the biggest relief-related news right now. So I have decided to spend this entire episode going over the new eviction moratorium in detail. So if you know anybody struggling to make rent right now, please be sure to share this video with them. There is something they have to do in order to take advantage of this moratorium. It's not automatic. I'm going to go over exactly what needs to be done. There are action steps to take if you or someone you know want to take advantage of this moratorium. I'm going to go over that at the end of the video. So please make sure everyone you know knows about this, is informed about this, because if someone doesn't know about it and doesn't take the steps I'm going to describe at the end of the video, they can still be evicted even with this moratorium in place, simply because they failed to act. I have placed a link to the CDC's new eviction moratorium in the description below if you want to read the whole thing for yourself, like I just did this morning. It's about 37 pages long. Now, let's get into it. First, right off the bat, the moratorium, which refers to itself as the order, gives some background on the coronavirus crisis and how homelessness, which obviously can result from being kicked out of your apartment because you have no money, can exacerbate the spread of COVID-19. And then the order actually gets into the meat of it. It says under this order, a landlord, owner of a residential property, or other person with a legal right to pursue eviction or possessory action shall not evict any covered person from any residential property in any jurisdiction to which this order applies during the effective period of the order. Okay, great. So when I read this sentence, I immediately ask myself a few questions that I want to have answered as I read the moratorium. Number one, who is a covered person? How is that defined? Who does this apply to? Number two, what is a residential property? Number three, what are the jurisdictions that the moratorium applies to? And four, what is the effective period that the moratorium applies to? So answering these four questions is what I'm going to do right now. And then at the end of the video, I'll cover exactly what you must do to take advantage of the eviction moratorium for yourself. All right, so what is a covered person? What kind of renter is covered and protected by this eviction moratorium? There are five requirements that you as a person must meet to be covered by this moratorium. Number one, you must have used your best efforts to obtain all available government assistance for rent or housing. Number two, you must expect to earn no more than $99,000 in 2020 if you're single, or $198,000 in 2020 if you're married and filed jointly with your spouse, or you were not required to submit a 2019 tax return, or you received a CARES Act stimulus check. If any one or more of these apply to you, you have met the second requirement. Third, you must have been unable to pay the full rent or make a full housing payment due to substantial loss of household income, loss of compensable hours of work or wages, a layoff, or extraordinary out-of-pocket medical expenses. Fourth, you must be using your best efforts to make timely partial rent payments that are as close to your full rent payment as your circumstances permit, taking into account other non-discretionary expenses. So this is saying, taking into account your necessary living expenses, like food, right? You should be making an effort to make timely partial rent payments. It doesn't say that you actually have to be making partial payments. It's just saying, look, if you're barely able to put food on the table, right, and you really can't afford rent, but you would if you could, that's fine. But if you're somehow able to afford a lot of unnecessary spending like fancy dinners or a new TV, but you're not paying your rent, then you really aren't making your best effort to make timely partial payments. That's all saying. You just got to be doing your best to make rent right now. And fifth requirement is that eviction would likely render you homeless or force you to move into and live in close quarters in a new congregate or shared living setting because you have no other available housing options. Because it is this situation that the CDC is concerned about. The entire justification for this eviction moratorium hinges on, hey, we don't want people out on the streets. We don't want them in close quarters group housing because that could contribute to the spread of COVID-19. Now, next question. What is a residential property covered by this moratorium? Because remember, the CARES Act eviction moratorium only applied to those living in properties that participate in a federal assistance program or are subject to a federally backed mortgage loan. Does this new eviction moratorium care about this? The answer is no. The moratorium simply defines residential property, which it applies to, as any property leased for residential purposes, including any house, building, mobile home, or land in a mobile home park, or similar dwelling leased for residential purposes, but shall not include any hotel, motel, or other guest house rented to a temporary guest or seasonal tenant. So this new eviction moratorium, unlike the CARES Act eviction moratorium, does not care whether or not you live in a property that participates in a federal assistance program or is subject to a federally backed mortgage loan. As long as it's not temporary housing like a hotel or motel or Airbnb or something like that, it counts. Now, next question. What jurisdictions does this eviction moratorium apply to? It applies to any U.S. state or territory in which there are documented cases of COVID-19 that provides a level of public health protections below the requirements listed in this order. So basically, this thing applies to every U.S. state and territory except for American Samoa, which has no reported cases of COVID-19, at least at this time. Now, if where you live there is an even greater eviction moratorium or something similar or some other housing protection in place, like for example in Washington, D.C., you can't evict anybody right now, even if they make $500,000 a year or something like that, then in these cases, the more tenant-friendly state rules would apply. Now, when does this moratorium end? It ends on December 31st. So if you qualify for this moratorium and you submit the declaration to your landlord that I'm going to go over in a bit, you can't be evicted on or before December 31st. Now, what happens after December 31st? Do you still owe all that back rent if you couldn't pay it during the time of this moratorium? The answer is yes. There is no rent forgiveness aspect to this. The moratorium makes this very clear when it says, this order is a temporary eviction moratorium to prevent the further spread of COVID-19. This order does not relieve any individual of any obligation to pay rent, make a housing payment, or comply with any other obligation that the individual may have had under a tenancy, lease, or similar contract. Nothing in this order precludes the charging or collecting of fees, penalties, or interest as a result of the failure to pay rent or other housing payment on a timely basis under the terms of any applicable contract. The moratorium also says you are still required to pay rent and follow all the other terms of your lease and rules of the place where you live. You may also still be evicted for reasons other than not paying rent or making a housing payment. So what does this mean? It means that you're still legally obligated to make your rent payment. This moratorium doesn't change that. But through December 31st, your landlord can't kick you out if you don't. So what happens in the new year? Without further action, whether extending the moratorium or providing you rental relief or something like this, we might see a lot of evictions at the beginning of the new year. Keep in mind, of course, that state law could kick in and give you some extra weeks there, depending on the rules of your state and all that. We know that Democrats will heavily criticize this moratorium by the Trump administration for precisely that reason, that it does not provide any relief and prevents a significant cliff at the end of the year that many will fall over in 2021. They will say, this is bogus. It's only a half measure. What we need is not only an eviction moratorium, but also actual money to help landlords and tenants during this time. Now, even until 2021, even right now and up until the end of the year and into 2021, you can still be evicted for reasons other than not making rent. For example, if you break some other rule in the lease, kind of makes sense, right? I hope landlords don't find some way to take advantage of people here. But look, the thought process is this. You are struggling financially due to government shutdowns. You lost your job, right? Imposed in response to the coronavirus crisis. As a result, making rent right now might be tough, if not impossible for you. This order is intended to protect that situation through the end of the year. However, this moratorium is not intended to protect situations where, say, the lease says you can't damage the property or do illegal drugs on the property or have friends who aren't on the lease stay over, and you do damage the property or do illegal drugs on the property, or your boyfriend or girlfriend has been living with you for a month under the table, not on the lease, right? That was your choice to do these things. It has nothing to do with you not being able to make rent due to the COVID-19 crisis, and so these situations and others like them are not protected. Nor does this eviction moratorium provide any relief to landlords. I'm a landlord. I own units here in Southern California. I'm not some mega billionaire. I have reserves, of course, but if all my tenants stop paying rent, that would cause a bit of financial strain, and I imagine that for other small-time landlords like me, it could cause them to go into foreclosure. There's nothing in this moratorium that helps the landlords in this situation continue to make their mortgage payment, their property taxes payment, right through the end of the year with potentially no rent coming in from those tenants eligible for this moratorium and who have taken the necessary steps to take advantage of it. Now, speaking of which, how do you take advantage of this eviction moratorium to prevent yourself from being evicted or removed from where you live through December 31st? 31st. What do you have to do? In order to take advantage of this moratorium, you and every adult listed on your lease must sign and submit a declaration to your landlord or whoever has the right to evict you. You must submit a signed declaration to them, and within the order itself, there is a sample declaration you can use for this purpose. So the actual moratorium itself, the language of the declaration is split up between 3 or 4 pages. So what I did for you is I created a Google Doc that you can print, fill out, sign, date, and give to your landlord to satisfy the requirements of this moratorium. Link to this Google Doc is in the description. Now, the CDC may be releasing its own similar declaration form on its website this week. It doesn't really seem to matter one way or the other if you use the Google Doc or the official CDC form, but I just created this Google Doc to be helpful. It's not to be taken as legal advice. I literally just took the language from the sample declaration in the eviction moratorium, added a heading with 2 landlord on it, my name is, I leased the property at such and such address, okay? If you have any concerns about the eviction moratorium and how it applies to your specific situation, please reach out to maybe a free tenants' rights group in your area or something like that, right? If you're having a fight right now, for example, with your landlord because your boyfriend or your girlfriend, you know, they've been living with you kind of under the table and they're not on the lease and the landlord is threatening eviction for that reason, there might be additional complications here beyond just, hey, I can't afford rent because I got laid off due to the shutdown due to COVID-19. That's a straightforward situation, right? Again, I'm not a lawyer. Even if I was, I'm not your lawyer. I've done the best I can to go over this eviction moratorium for you. I really hope it was helpful. Please give me a big old like below, a big old thumbs up at the bottom of this video if you found it helpful. Thank you so much for watching this video. Thank you so much for that. And I will see you later today in my second stimulus update. Bye-bye.